Coast, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux Territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Popchase Cree. These nations are family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. We'll begin with attendance. President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Bandegar.
Present.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Vice President Rivka.
Here.
Vice President Bourgeois.
Oh, okay. She's
Governor Flamin.
Here.
Prosecutor Councillor Lynn.
Here.
Councillor Kobus. He's there. Councillor Anderson. There. Councillor Rates?
Here.
Councillor Wally?
Here.
Councillor Hosseini? There. Councillor Bilak?
Here.
Councillor Cunarm? Councillor Lee?
Here.
Proxy for Councillor Palandak? Councillor Stapp?
Here.
Councillor Ferris?
Here.
Councillor Thibodeau?
Here.
Councillor Ansari? There. Councillor Lang? Councillor Designate Nineza?
Here.
Councillor Bose? Councillor Mustafa. Councillor Chung. There. Councillor St. Hilaire. Councillor Sunday. Councillor Gritteroli. Proxy for Councillor Palmer. Councillor Izuki. Proxy for Councillor Hadouche. Proxy for Councillor Kim.
Here.
Councillor DePinto.
Here.
Councillor Agarwal.
Hey.
Councillor Rizvi.
Yeah.
So next meeting of the council will take place on Tuesday, June 26, 2018, back here in council chambers. That is, of course, unless we don't have any items on the agenda. There's one other thing I wanted to mention before we get into the meeting. Upcoming, I will be representing council on a die board hearing. There's been an enforcement complaint as to the translation of bylaws and policies, but wasn't done. And because that is an overall council thing, my job is to represent you guys. The full hearing can be found on Dye's record on the website. If you have any questions, you can send me. If you have anything you'd like to bring up or for any points, feel free to send me an email, and I will take that into account when I go into the hearing. All right. That is all I have for speaker business. There's nothing on the late editions other than the report from Governor Flamin. No presentations for today. So we'll go into executive committee reports. Is there any members of the executive who wish to make a report? I'll give you a
second. Wow.
Okay, let me put time on here.
You're gonna tell me the answers? Like,
I just don't know the answer.
Are we good?
I don't know what you're saying. Write it down.
Let's start with Vice President Rivka.
Thank you. All right, so I have a
a really quick report today. Everything I wanted to say is in my report, but just two things to update on is I have to change my office hours this week. I cannot make it to Rattle on the Patio, so my new office hours will be from noon to 1 on Friday in RAT. So also, if you want to come swing by, that would be sweet. And then the other thing I didn't report on is we've had some pretty exciting advancements on the Skillsharing network, which is crazy. I'm meeting about it in the coming weeks, and so I will report on that once like details are finalized in a future council meeting. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Vice President Ripka. Now go to Vice President Vandegar.
Good evening, Council. Thanks so much for dealing with my coughing spree there. I have not too much to report on. I just got back from the Healthy Campus Alberta Camp Conference Summit with the whole executive team. It was a good time. Please ask me questions.
Yes.
Sure, questions.
Why don't you just answer?
Vice President Brown.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
Just wanted a quick update on some of the stuff that I have put in my report. I promise this is going to be the first council report that won't be cut off, so I'm going to keep it really, really short and sweet. I got back. I flew into Calgary yesterday morning from Ottawa, from the Canadian Alliance Student Association's board retreat. It was a fantastic weekend. We have started narrowing down some of the priorities on our national level, which will be sent out to the membership. On that note, I'm also working on a plan as to how I'm going to balance my work with CASA and UASU so that I can appropriately address a lot of the stuff that I have campaigned on, a lot of my projects that I wanted to get done throughout the year, while making sure that I have that stuff at the federal level. I will also be headed to Quebec this weekend for the Quebec Students Union caucus meeting, so feel free to ask me questions about that as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice President Brown. Any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to give my regards from Vice President Bourgeois. He's taken ill over the last 48 hours, so he's going to take a little bit of time off over the next 2 days to try to figure out what that's all about. But aside from that update, the only thing I do have to add to my report is that it has been made public as of now that after June 15th, I will be a member of the board ad hoc group on committee mandates and membership, which means that in my position over the year, we will be revisiting the structure of the Board of Governors and finding new opportunities for engagement in that process. The board has taken a very strong approach to ensuring that they have more oversight and overview, in particular into finances. So I am going to be part of the group that looks over the mandates and membership of all board committees, and I'm fairly excited for that. I'll update everybody past June 15th, but I don't foresee any problems getting on that board. Otherwise, please do ask questions if you have them.
Thank you, President Larson. Just remind Council that when someone else has the floor, please refrain from side conversations. All right, that is all the executives. We'll now move into board and committee reports. We'll go over to the proxy for Councillor Palandat. For Councillor Palandat's report. You can use the microphone that's in front of you there. This is for audit. Audit is the first one.
So the audit committee met once since the last meeting of the Students' Council. At this meeting, we allocated the audits for the fall semester, including both residents' associations, which we'll be prioritizing, and faculty associations. Our next meeting will be on July 5th, and we'll be listening to a presentation from the auditor of the Students' Union, KPMG.
Thank you very much. We'll now go to the proxy for Councillor Kim for Bylaw Committee.
I apologize for not personally being present here due to class and final assignment. This is happening for my class from 6 to 9 p.m. The Bylaw Committee met on Wednesday, June 6, 5 p.m. We attempted to revisit Bylaw 600 and move to approve the first reading of Bill Number 1 regarding Students' Union Bilingualism. Then we were informed by the Die Board hearing application, so we decided to wait until we hear back from the Die Board to inform our further action. If you have any questions or ideas, feel free to contact Michelle Kim anytime. The next bylaw meeting will be on June 20th, 5 p.m.
Thank you very much. We'll now go back over to the proxy for Councillor Palandat for CAC.
Councillor Palandat will defer his time to Councillor Thibodeau for the report.
much. And Councilor Thibodeau.
Thank you very much. So CAC met earlier today. We have an update on the jacket situation where we were a little bit over budget, but we will be taking some of the money from the CAC engagement budget and paying towards our jacket fees so that we will still have the jackets fully subsidized for council. In addition, we have also revisited our social media policy, trying to implement it this year. SparkNotes version is that anybody here as a councillor is able to post on the social media account, but we do need an administrator to make sure that the posts are going to be appropriate throughout the year. So Councillor Palandat and myself will be putting out emails later in the week to try to find out if there are any volunteers who would be willing to be the administrator for the council Facebook page next year. And we also talked about first-year engagement. So if anybody has any ideas on how to engage first-year students, please let myself or Councillor Palandat know. And I will defer the rest of my time to Councillor Ferris to talk about the Councillor Mentorship Program.
Councilor Ferris.
Awesome. So we revisited the Council Mentorship Program. We talked about having a soft launch in the fall semester where we get letting people know about it, all that kind of sort of stuff. And then in January, we full launch it where we open it up to the students to come join up. We can send emails to the council group. So be like, oh, for example, like arts, who wants to take a mentor in arts? And then all that kind of stuff like that. More information can come on it later. But yeah, basically soft launch fall, hard launch January.
Thank you very much, councillors. We'll now go to Vice President Ripka for Finance Committee.
Hello. So Finance Committee met once since the last council meeting, and it was our first meeting because we didn't reach quorum for the first one, and so we did a bunch of administrative stuff, just kind of assigning people to adjudication committees for student group granting and SU awards. We will be meeting once a month during the summer, so our next meeting will be at the beginning of July, but over the first non-council Thursday of the month. So thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Ripka. We'll now go to Councillor Ferris for Nominating Committee.
Nominating Committee has not met.
Thank you, Councillor Ferris. We'll now go to Councillor Rates for Policy.
So Policy Committee met last week, and committee members can expect an update from me tomorrow. Sometime in that meeting, we parsed up work plans for policies, and council can look forward to the soonest rewrites being likely the capital projects policy, the gender or tentatively EDI policy, engagement, as well as student employment, and two policies that were written last year, internationalization of residents, are coming down the pipe soon. So soon that residence is today. The first reading of residence is going to be today. And the next meeting will be on the 21st. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Rates. Is there anyone from ARC who would like to make a report on behalf of Councilor Sunday? Councilor Belcourt.
We haven't met since the last council meeting, so I guess not.
Thank you very much. That concludes the committees. We'll go to President Larson for Executive Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We met once since our last council meeting, and we also had a full day planning retreat since our last meeting with council. The biggest items discussed at our executive committee, however, were two things that I'll highlight, which is that we did look over what will become the Horowitz marketing strategy for the future, more or less what the branding and the color scheme and the overall look will look like. This is not for, let's say, like the SEI stuff. This is literally just because the Meyer Horowitz needs new marketing. So it'll be a new campaign for that in the near future. And then finally, we did have a fulsome discussion on what the Department of Research and Political Affairs will be called, and what that structure will look like for that department going into the future. We do intend to start hiring for those positions, honestly, within the next week. So the restructure of the department is greenlit, and we're very excited to see new roles. We haven't, however, approved what we call the job descriptions as of yet, because we're just fine-tweaking a few things between now and our next executive meeting.
Thank you, President Larson. We'll now go to Governor Flanagan for the Board of Governors.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not really much to update, because I think my written report is pretty comprehensive, but I would like to apologize for speaking over President Larson during his speaking term.
Thank you very much. Is there any other members of any boards or committees who wish to make a report?
Yeah.
Councilor Bielak.
Good?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, I'll
community report on the Gateway Board of Directors. So we met on June 30th, I think, and yeah, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Two weeks, yeah. And we elected Robin Patches as the chair of the board, Vice President Rivka as our treasurer, and then myself as the secretary. So that will be the team kind of going forward. But we also talked about some financial work and potentially buying a new domain name for the organization, not just for the website, because we don't have the one we want right now. But I'll keep you all updated about that. And as always, if you have questions, let me know.
Thank you, Councilor Bielak. Governor Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick update for FACR, the First Alberta Campus Radio Association, on behalf of CJSR and the Lower Level Sub. We had a meeting last Thursday. Something that kind of took us by surprise was a motion put forward by the membership that wants to potentially overhaul some of our election and membership nomination policies. So that passed in our meeting. It's going to a special general meeting on July 4th, and if it passes there, it will take effect for our annual general meeting late in August.
Thank you, Governor Flynn. So any members of any other boards or committees who wish to make a report? Seeing none, that concludes boards and committee reports, and we'll now move into open forum. Time starts now. Is there any guests who would like to ask a question? Going once, going twice, and seeing none, that concludes open forum. We'll now move into question period. Starting now, now open the floor to questions for members of council. Councilor Bielak.
Thank you. This is for the president. Just wondering, like, in your new, in the new political research department, are those like jobs for students or?
President Larson.
There will be two new full-time positions. Well, not two. They're not new. There will be two full-time positions, as according to how the department is currently structured. One of them, although could be done by a student, I would highly recommend that it isn't, mostly because it'll be like full-time in a managerial position. The other one, though, yes, a student, I think, could do the job. However, they'd have to be a little bit later in their degree with some experience. The rest of the department, though, does hire students throughout the year, and right now I think there is two researchers, as we speak, doing good work up in the offices.
Thank you, President Larson. Councilor Reitz.
My question is for President Larson as well, but it's directed to the whole executive, so if anybody else feels like they can answer it, they certainly can. So during GovCamp, you presented a tentative like priorities/general plan, and I'm wondering if it would be possible if you could, when you bring that forward to council, present an additional package or item that highlights how the plan connects with each of your platforms and seeing where your platform goals are being checked off or if they're being achieved in other ways.
President Larson.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you to the councillor. Yes, we certainly can. The long version of the document, which is what we'll present to this, what we'll present to council in July, will have all of our individual goals within it as well.
Yeah. Councillor Agarwal.
Cool. This is directed to VP Rivka, but anyone else who could answer. I'm just wondering, with the David Suzuki stuff that's going on, that the Moody's Gardner, I think they directed $100,000 to student union. Are there specific developments about how that's going to be used?
Vice President Rivka.
Can I transfer this over to President Larson?
President Larson.
The last update I got on this file was on Friday, so this might be out of date by now. But we are moving forward. Moody's is still going to stand by their commitment. We're working out the details as to how the dollars can be directed right back into the program they currently were. So we have to try and figure out how we can best support that program if they do give us the donation. There's just some technicalities in it because it is going to be what we call earmarked funds. So we can't just take the money and spend it on better food. We can, but we do. It will have to be
There will have to be some actual negotiations to it. Aside from that, though, the file on taking donations, which is a current project of ours, is going to grow throughout the year. It'll probably be something that we get bigger updates on around second semester, just because we're a little inundated with a few of the projects right now.
Thank you, President Larson. Councilor Ferris.
This question is for VP Batnagar. You had mentioned in your report that you wanted to ask a question about your conference that you went to. What was the most valuable part information you learned at that conference?
Vice President Batnagar.
Thank you for the question. I think the most meaningful thing that I learned was probably looking at mental health and comedy. I think it was one of the most interesting speakers that we had there. And it was really looking at how we can integrate different coping mechanisms and different ways of bringing awareness to different mental health issues on our campus. So I think it's a really great thing. I'm sure VP Bourgeois can attest to how great it was and how it's going to integrate it into his overview. Stand up for comedy is the stand up for mental health is the name of, is the name of the person. There's good YouTube videos that you can watch. They're actually really impactful and really amazing. So if you have like a minute or two, I would strongly recommend it.
Thank you, Mr. Batnagar. So any other questions from members of council? Councilor Lee.
This one's for President Larson. So I was just wondering if President Larson could tell us a little bit more about what his priorities are going to be for the restructuring of the Board of Governors committees that he discussed in his report. If he could talk a little bit about how you would like to see students better represented on those committees and what he hopes or thinks the new structures might look like.
President Larson.
Well, that's a bold question, good sir. The general answer, in keeping it as high level as possible, is that we want more touch points with student leaders throughout the process of any decision making. So for us, and that would be for Governor Flamin and myself, is trying to ensure that we are able to touch point on all methods of governance and every time there is a major decision made. Right now, we're actually fairly limited. We only each sit on two committees of the Board of Governors when we both have the capacity to sit on more. As well as just throughout the governance process, there has become a bit of a present this, stamp it, present it again, stamp it again, present it again, stamp it again. It's a very difficult process to track changes, in particular a difficult process to track what input and what collaboration has actually been done. So what I'll have a large focus on is ensuring that consultation isn't just a word, it is a collaborative process in which the board is able to make influence into our final outcomes. One big example could be, instead of making conservative budget estimates, we could have had a different system which allowed for variance funding to go to the places we wanted to in the first place. But the board wasn't really given the opportunity to have that sort of collaborative approach to how we would create the budget. So overall, we want to make sure that, one, we have more touch points with decision-making throughout the process for students, which is always our priority in governance, and two, that that input is actually taken seriously and it's actually incorporated in. That's speaking from both like as a student perspective and as a board member. I find that for the first few meetings we've had, having the board itself and the members who have been there for a long time are looking to make some sort of change where that their high-level strategic thinking can be more implemented.
Thank you, President Larson. So any other questions from members of council? We'll check that anyone in the live chat wants to ask a question. Going once, going twice. No one is typing, so we will close. Question period there. All right. We will now go into our board and committee business. So our first thing on here, rates moves on behalf of the policy committee to approve the first reading of the residence policy. We have a second for this motion. It's Governor Flamin. Thank you. So before we get into debate on this, I'm going to kind of explain what's going on because this is the first time we're having an actual first reading of something going through here. So the way this works is that what we're going to be presented, I'll open it up on here, I'll show everyone, is the first reading of a proposed policy in this case. So these are the principles on which this policy will be created. This debate here is your chance to debate the principles. the actual things that this policy is trying to do. What, if this is approved, it will then be sent to bylaw committee to be written up into bylaw-like language. From that, the only debate will be on whether or not the language fits the principles. So this is your chance, if you disagree with something that is said here, to debate it. In second reading, that is not on the table. So any questions about that? Okay. So for rule of debate, the custom rule of debate for our council is 4 minutes to speak to a motion, but there's no time limit on how long we can speak to a motion in general. So, having said that, I will now present the first reading of this policy. So go past all of these here. Here we are. Here is the first principles for this policy. First, facts. Residents require livable spaces in compliance with the province of Alberta's minimum housing standards. 2, residents pay for and expect quality services such as laundry and kitchen appliances. 3, residents need to be able to schedule around maintenance staff.
Agree.
Yes.
Like zoom that in. Yeah,
is that better? Yes, I'm just going to read it out.
Okay.
Then the member who proposed it will actually introduce what their idea is with this. I'm just going to read it word for word so everyone can see it. If everyone's okay with that, I can just leave it up here for a couple seconds for you to read on your own. Why don't we just do that?
Yeah.
There's the facts. I'll zoom in a little more. It's also attached into the order papers if you'd like to read it there. And these are the proposed resolutions. Some more on the last page here. All right. I'll leave this up here. I will now give the floor to Councillor Rage to introduce the motion.
Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the residence policy. This was completed for the most part last year, pretty much at the end of January. The last policy committee, the 2017-2018 one, completed the consultation, and it was overviewed by the entire committee, and based on the edits made and my correspondence with previous committee members, it was pretty iterative and comprehensive review process. There are changes to what it was originally like. They're fairly comprehensive. However, it wasn't shifting the content or the intent of the policy, but more so focused on strengthening wording and clarity on stuff. A lot of the words the large majority of the word or the changes being made were going from shall to will, or just sort of terminology like that, just strengthening it there. So yes, and then we also had a discussion about this policy and the edits that the previous policy committee proposed, and talked about Councillor Mogali had brought up that maybe we could speak to the unique barriers that people of certain identities would face, and so we did have some discussion about that and made some small edits, in the first resolution, adding the word inclusive, but found that some of these issues might be more effectively focused upon in policies focused on those issues. So that's about all I have to say. I really look forward to this discussion on this, that's all.
Thank you very much, Councillor Reyes. We'll now open the floor to debate on the motion, beginning with Governor Flynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd actually like to move to end resolutions point 4 to remove the double space between will and advocate, and resolution 5 to remove the I between will and advocate. So purely editorial.
Governor Flatman, Councillor Rates, are those amendments taken as friendly?
They are so friendly.
So, just to be clear, that removes the double space on point 4 here under the resolutions, and remove the I after will on point 5. All right. Any other debate on this motion? Seeing none. Oh.
President Larson.
I do just want to say, since there isn't any debate, that I am very strongly in favor of the policy itself, and I'm very excited to finally have regulation and or legislation enshrined within our policy, something I've been passionate about for, well over 4 years at this point, or ever since my first year, and I won't say how long that's been. But I am very excited, and I'm very happy with all the work and effort that was put into this last year. So thank you for policy for sticking the schedule.
Thank you, President Larson. Is there any other debate on this motion? Seeing none, we'll go into voting. So just a reminder, you are voting on whether or not you agree with the principles set out in this first reading. Voting will begin now. Three, two, one. That motion passes. All right. We'll now return to our main agenda. Is there any other board and committee business from the floor? Seeing none, general orders. First up, RIPCA moves to appoint two members of Students' Council to the Health and Dental Plan Committee. Is there a second for this motion? Councillor Stapp, thank you. Vice President RIPCA, you have the floor to explain this motion.
Thank you. So the Health and Dental Plan Committee is a committee that decides what health and dental plan we should offer to students. So we just had an RFP to decide who was going to provide coverage for us, and we signed again with Student Care, with whom we've been for the past couple years. And so now we're just going to start like kind of dissecting the plans and seeing what more they can offer us, what would kind of float the boat at UAlberta, and what would give students the most bang for their buck. It's a really cool committee, especially if like you're mildly interested in insurance, which like everyone's interested in insurance. And also, I think that it's a pretty tangible way to make change because the company that we work with is very receptive to our ideas. So highly encouraged to you to run. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice President RIPCA. I will now open the floor to debate and nominations. Beginning with.
I missed something. I guess they should have said how much they meet and what's the like work requirement. I believe it'll be like a monthly meeting kind of thing. It'll kind of come in ebbs and flows because if there needs to be more work, there shall be. But it's more consultation and kind of nitty gritty discussions rather than like workload. So thanks.
Begin with Councilor Wally.
Like to nominate Councillor Kim.
Proxy for Councillor Kim. Does she accept?
Yes. So, Councillor Mogale, I have been part of the.
We'll get to the speeches after the nomination.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so next up we have Councillor Bilak.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Stapp.
Councillor Stapp, do you accept? Councillor Rates.
My nomination is snatched.
Councillor DePinto.
I'd like to nominate myself. Yes.
Councillor Rizvi.
I'd like to nominate myself as well.
Proxy for Councillor Kim.
Hi, Council. I have been part of Health and Dental Committee for the past.
Do you have a nomination, or is it just to speak?
Oh, this is just to speak.
Okay, so we're not quite done nominations. We'll come back. Okay. Council Ferris.
Is this just a point of question?
Oh, no. Point of information.
Try it again. Turn you up, turn back on your train.
Are we good?
Councillor Bilak.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Lee.
Councillor Lee, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Thank you, Councillor Lee. Is there any other nominations or questions or statements on this motion? Seeing none, we'll now move into speeches from the members in the order that they were received, beginning with proxy for Councillor Kim.
Perfect. Hi, Council. I have been part of Health and Dental Plan Committee for the past 2 years as a member at large. In my 2 years, I was present in almost all of the meetings, and I have worked on multiple areas to improve student health and dental plan. The first year I served, we were experiencing higher increases in students accessing more supplementary health care, as well as the increased usage in dental services. Therefore, we have made the decision on how to deal with the increased premium. Last year, we selected our provider through renewing our contract and plan. I have been heavily involved throughout this process, and moving forward, I strongly believe that there are further room for flexibility and working for a variety of affordable plan options for the students. We have also the recent Alberta Dental Fee Guide, so I want to look further into how we can incorporate this into our plan to reduce the cost. I am now very familiar with how this committee functions. I have better understanding of different options for students with varying economic situations. I would like to serve one more year in this committee, this time as the informed counselor to make best decision for the benefit of the students we are representing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Proxy Councillor Kim. We'll now go to Councillor Stett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, unlike Proxy for Councillor Kim, I have not sat on the committee for 2 years. However, I would be interested in learning, and I think there's a lot of people that perhaps have more expertise that aren't student councillors that will be sitting on the committee. So I'd more like to just offer my perspective from someone who represents a larger student body, specifically in my case, but business students, and what they might expect to see. I'd also be interested in exploring how much of the domestic student body actually uses this compared to international students, because I would expect they would definitely more so are those in residence, and seeing if we can perhaps have more segmented opportunities in terms of health care for those that perhaps want one thing or one aspect but not another. I don't know if that's a potential, but those are the type of things I'd be interested in looking into.
Thank you very much. And I'll go to Councilor DePinto.
Great, thank you. So last year I was the council representative on the Health and Dental Committee. And my main objective coming back is to hold student care accountable to the things that they promised in their RFP. So I think it was really helpful for me to be there through all of that process. I saw why we picked them over other health providers. We went through all of the different things that students are affected by through their provision of services, and I really do want to hold them accountable. Also, I'm not sitting on any other committees right now because I had to step down from finance. It did not fit in my schedule. And I'm also just really interested in health policy in general. So I'm a bio major and poli sci minor, if you didn't know that. So this is why I'd like to be on the committee, and thank you very much.
Hey, Councillor Pinto. Councillor Rizzi.
I got so nervous, so I'm just going to stand. I guess I'm interested to sit on the Health and Dental Committee for similar reasons that Councillor Stad and DePinto had echoed earlier. In terms of being a student representative, I think it's most important for someone to be there who has gone through the system, I guess, and as someone who has used the SU Health and Dental Plan after being under my parents' life insurance, it's a big shift, and for someone to be able to understand what's going on as a student and to just have your voice on such committee or said committee would be quite beneficial. And as someone who's grown up here, but I guess going back to the whole domestic and international student type of thing, is bringing in a new perspective. And as someone who's kind of new to council, it would be fun, I guess, to just see how different committees work. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Councilor Rizzi. That concludes the speeches on the motion. We will now go to voting. What we're going to do for this is we'll just, because we have three buttons and there's four candidates, we'll do a similar to how we did the committees at the beginning, head down, hand up for the first, we'll do two rounds. First round, whoever has the most votes gets the first place. Second round, whoever has the most votes will get the second place. Any questions on that? All right. So before we put our heads down, I'm just going to call people's names out, put your hands high so everyone remembers who you are. For Councillor Kim, we have the gentleman over here who spoke for Councillor Kim. Councillor Stat, Councillor DePinto, and Councillor Risby.
One parliamentary order?
Yes.
If we're just going to do them individually anyway, could we use the voting system similar to how we did the last time?
Last time we had three people, so we could do three buttons. This time we have four people, and there's only three possible voting options. You can't vote 1, 2, 3, 4 in this, in our system. The system only allows plus, 0, minus.
But we can vote, say, like, yes, if we would do the same as raising our hand. We just, yes.
No, but because you're going to, we're going to do it this way because that way, if like each person picks one person, and that way, because if we did it over the system, the one person would be left out of the system. Because we only have three bodies. We're just going to do it this way. This is the way we're going to do it. Yes.
Just for the folks who are voting online, are they able to see us as we put our hands up, even though it's online?
I'll turn off the web. Very good point. Thank you, Vice President Brown. I'll turn the webcam off for this. And those of you who are online, you just send me a name in the as a private message, and I will add that name to the things, and I will remember to count it this time. I promise.
Follow-up?
Yes.
Maybe I didn't explain myself good. You're assuming that we vote once using three buttons, but what I was implying, we vote four times. Similar to how if we're going to raise our hand.
Yes, him, yes, no.
I think voting four times, we're only going to vote twice this way. We're going to do it this way. Trust me, we're doing it this way. All right, heads down, please. I will turn off the webcam. Members of the live stream. So the names, of course. I'm just going to write them in here. All right. My webcam is off. So first up, those of you on the live stream, send me the names and if you'd like for your first vote. People who are here, as I call a name, put your hand up high. Councillor Kim. Thank you very much. Councillor Stapp. One vote, please. Don't get multiple votes. Councillor DePinto. Thank you. And Councillor Risby. Thank you very much. The first member of this committee is Councillor Kim. Again for the second person. If you prefer this one, we'll just use a system for this one. This one, we'll just use a system to three people. Actually, sorry, one second, let me just double check. Almost.
Mr. Speaker.
Almost.
Oh, but they're on the screen now.
So, Bose, I'm using your first name on there, not the second. We're only doing one so far. Okay, does not change. Yes.
We can see everyone's
vote. I know. This is what's streaming, so I know you can. I'll stop share. It's kind of tough to not have it that way, otherwise I have like two things open. I know it's tough. I ask that you please use good. So we're going to use honor rule for that one. All right, so now we'll go with the voting system. We'll go a plus for Councillor Stat, a zero for Councillor DePinto, and a minus for Councillor Risby. Those of you in the live stream, you can just send me a name again. Starting now. Sorry, everyone. The voting said I stopped it there, so it's showing the public voting again.
The tape covers up the voting here.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
That's why I never noticed it until now.
Never noticed it before. Okay, try again. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. All right, so let me just give me a second to tally this up. And the second member of the committee is Councilor DePinto. All right, that concludes that motion. Now moving into our next item on general orders, Palinette moves to appoint two members of the Students' Council to sit on the Dye Board Hiring Committee. Second the motion, second from Governor Flamin. I will go to the proxy for Councilor Palinette to introduce this motion here.
Dye Board, I recommend that you will be looking to fill the position of Chief Tribune and or Associate Chief Tribune. This is a 4-year commitment, but only meets as required and tends to only meet once or twice a year. Any other questions can be directed to Discover Governance.
Thank you very much. I'll now open the floor to debate and nominations, beginning with Governor Flamin.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Chung.
Councillor Chung, do you accept? He accepts. Councillor Ferris, whose mic does not work today, just speak loud.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bielak.
Councillor Bielak, do you accept?
This is the perfect amount of power from you, so yes.
Point of parliamentary effort?
Yes.
Have you tried lowering the mic input volume that we messed with earlier?
I can.
If we're getting feedback?
I just suffer, it's okay.
Everyone else seems to be mostly okay. It's just Councillor Ferris and Ms.
Jordan. Sorry.
Vice President Banninger.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Agarwal.
Councillor Agarwal, do you accept?
Yes,
do it. I'm going to have to respect what we do. Vice President Ripka.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Rizvi.
Councillor Rizvi, do you accept?
I don't know what this is.
Dive Board is the discipline enforcement and discipline interpretation and enforcement board. So they are they do interpretation and enforcement of students' union bylaws, and they're most busiest during election season when there's lots of if there's election fines given out, they can be appealed to Dive Board. In the case of bylaw violations, they rule on that, providing interpretation and enforcement. They're the closest thing the SU has to a court. We have people who are graduating, so they can no longer be on Dive Board, so we're nominating two people to be on the hiring committee to hire these people.
So we're the judges?
Yeah.
No, they're hiring the judges.
You hire, yeah. And they only meet twice a year.
All right.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Councillor Staff,
I'd like to nominate myself.
So, any other nominations? Yes.
Is Councillor Chung from Westing?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so I'm assuming he's going to give a type of a speech. And then
yes, he should.
Okay.
Councillor Chung, on that point, type out something to say, and then I'll read it out for them while we're finishing up with the rest of these. I'll let you go last so you have time to write it. Is there any other nominations or debate? Seeing none, we'll go into speeches for this. As it is two people, we currently have three nominees, Councillors Chung, Rizvi, and Stat. To let Councillor Chung have some chance to write it. What's that? And Councillor Bielak. Sorry, I missed that one. My fault there. So we'll begin with Councillor Rizvi, so Councillor Chung has some time to write.
Okay, well, thanks for the information on what the Dive Board actually is. I don't know really what to say. I think when it comes to decision-making on behalf of students, it's really important for us to have that in mind, and when it comes to selecting, I guess, who those judges are, it's important to be familiar with it, and on that note, I should probably step down because I have no idea what it is.
Do you like to withdraw?
Yeah.
Okay, Councilor Rizvi withdraws. Councilor Stapp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I think it sounds super interesting, and kind of I'm going to echo Bielak and say just the right amount of power. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. I have a bit of experience, well, rather a lot of classes in human resources, just naturally with my business degree. So I'd say in terms of that, in that regard, I'm a decent qualification for the job. If it's a matter of choosing new people to come into the role, I think that would be interesting, even though I'm not pursuing a career in human resources. And kind of that's the most I can speak to. It sounds interesting, and I feel like I might have the qualifications. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Stan. Councilor Beale.
Okay, I'm going to get the funny part out of the way first, and then I'll move into the serious part. But for those who have talked to you, you all know how much I absolutely love this organization. And I went there last year. That's my experience with them. And I'm not salty at all about it still, so you can take it to the bank. But, besides all that, my obvious experience with this organization, I think that as partially, okay, I'm actually interested in this position for Sirius because I think that the Dive Board actually does important work. And I do want to be a part of, in my mind, helping to improve the organization. And I think that the best way to do that is by actually getting in the mud and getting dirty and actually fixing it or helping to fix it yourself. I also am very interested in SU bylaws and how they work and making sure we have the right people to do that. And I also study political sciences, so maybe that will come in handy also. So that's kind of why. And I love the Dive Board. But in the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Chung, do you have anything to say? There we go. The Dive Board is involved with the interpretation of bylaws and policies, which is directly related to the effectiveness of said bylaws and policies we pass. People on the Dive Board must be experienced in statutory interpretation and be qualified in order to serve on the board properly. I will work with all members of the hiring committee to ensure that the board can function as required. That's from Councillor Chung. So as we only have three people, we'll do the system for this one. Similar to last time, this time a plus will go to Councillor Chung, a zero for Councillor Staff, and a minus for Councillor Belak. If you're on the live stream, just message me a name. Voting is open now. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. Voting is closed. First member of the hiring committee is Councillor Belak. All right, we will now do another vote. This time a plus will be for Councillor Chung, and a minus will be for Councillor Stat. Plus for Chung, minus for Stat. Voting is now open. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. And the second member of the hiring committee is Councillor Chung. President Larson. Vice President Badegar.
Present.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Ripka.
Here.
President Bergeron is not here. Governor Flannan.
Here.
Proxy for Council Lynn.
Here.
Councilor Kobus is still here. Councilor Anderson is still here. Councilor Reitz.
Here.
Councilor Wally.
Here.
Councilor Messini is still here. Councilor Belak.
Here.
Councilor Lee.
Here.
Parks for Councilor Palandat.
Here.
Councilor Staff. Councilor Ferris.
Here.
Councilor Thibodeau.
Here.
Councilor Ansari is still here. Councilor Lang. Councilor Designate Nineza. Councilor Bose is here. Councilor Mustafa. Councilor Chung is still here. Councilor St. Clair. Councilor Sunday. Councilor Bitteroli. Proxy for Councilor Palmer. Proxy for Councilor Hadouche.
Here.
Proxy for Councilor Kim.
Here.
Councilor DePinto.
Here.
Councilor Agrawal.
Here.
Councilor Risby.
Yep.
And Councilor Belfort. Meeting adjourned at 6:58 p.m.
Oh my.
Oh, my God.